Here's the news.
Good afternoon. At 5 o'clock, here is your RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Yesterday evening, Amnesty International Luxembourg organised a march through Luxembourg City to call for the protection of human rights and to draw attention to injustices both at home and abroad. Around 100 people took part in the torchlit demonstration, singing songs and delivering speeches about peace and human rights. And while most attendees said they were satisfied with the human rights situation in Luxembourg, they also acknowledged ongoing challenges. Following a meeting between Grand Duke Guillaume and former Labour Minister Georges Michaud, Mark Spouts and Martine Hansen were officially sworn in as Michaud's successors today. The ceremony took place in the presence of the Grand Duke, Prime Minister Luc Frieden and CSV Minister Martine Hansen, who joined for the official photograph as she took on the role of Sports Minister today. The Ministry of Health has published its weekly report on respiratory infections such as influenza, COVID-19 and respiratory syncytial virus. In the first week of December, the number of flu cases detected in Luxembourg's laboratories doubled, jumping from 182 to 367, which is a 102% increase. The Ministry of Health said the majority of infections have been detected in children or adolescents. From the 1st to the 7th of November, 99.7% of cases were influenza A and 0.3% influenza B. International news now, and widespread disruption has hit Portuguese air travel and trains, hospitals and schools today, as unions called the biggest nationwide strike action for more than a decade against government labour reforms. Lisbon's main train station was empty, with most services cancelled, and the TAP Air Portugal national airline called off about two-thirds of its normal 250 flights. And Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has recounted the extraordinary reunion with her three children in Oslo, where she emerged after months in hiding when awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Machado arrived at the Grand Hotel in the Norwegian capital early this morning, having slipped out of Venezuela, where she has been in hiding since last summer as she challenges the country's leader, Nicolas Maduro. Sports now, and British six-time Olympic cycling champion Chris Hoy said he recently suffered the worst crash of his life as he also receives treatment for cancer. In an interview with Sky Sports published today, the Scotsman said he had smashed his leg up while riding. Hoy claimed 11 World Championship golds during his glittering career. And finally, Manchester United chief executive Omar Berada has said the latest financial results released today show strong progress in our transformation of the club. The Red Devils reported a £13 million operating profit for the first 3 months until September the 30th, compared with a £6.9 million loss in the same period last year. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. No real new news on the weather front, I'm afraid, as today will again be a mixture of fog, mist and cloud. It will hopefully remain dry, however, for the remainder of the day, and the temperature is currently 8 degrees, where it will stay for the rest of the afternoon.